Thousands of healthcare retirees are returning to the front lines in the fight against the coronavirus. And some medical students are graduating early to join that same battle. On our news line is Dr. Humayun Chowdhury, former Suffolk County Health Commissioner, now President and CEO of the Federation of State Medical Boards. Dr. Chowdhury, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's start with the retirees. What roles do you see them filling as they return to the front lines?
Well, Steve, there are literally thousands of retired and inactive physicians all across the country who are able to help and willing to help and want to do something. And so I know in New York, which is the epicenter right now, a number of individuals have sought to be able to help out, and the governor has asked for that as well. No one is asking retired physicians to go to the front lines, to be in our nation's emergency departments or in the intensive care units, but there are a number of ways that experienced physicians could help out. And so it depends on the hospital and the need, but they could man the phones. They could do some telemedicine if they're comfortable or if they're willing to be taught, and not just to manage COVID-19 patients, but maybe even other conditions. Or they can help out with administrative tasks to maybe free up some of the other doctors who can then take care of patients. So there are a number of ways in which this can be worked out.
For the roles that they'll be filling, do they need to be retrained at all? Or for those roles, is it like riding a bicycle? They know exactly what to do.
So it depends on the individual. Obviously, if they have experience in infectious diseases, it's a good chance that they've been keeping up with what the literature has been showing us. But this is a disease, COVID-19, and a virus that literally we're learning more about every day. And so while it's a little bit complicated in terms of how to manage the more seriously sick patients, it's not rocket science. And so it is something that any physician who has basic knowledge could be brought up to speed pretty quickly on what to share and what to tell patients who may call in or who may have questions, and also to play an important role in screening the general population. A lot of New Yorkers are worried, and they have lots of questions, and the doctors who are on the front lines may not have the time to give to answer those kinds of questions. And the same is true of the county and the city health departments all across the state.
Do you have any concerns that some of these retirees may fall into an age range that would actually put them at greater risk if they happen to contract COVID-19?
Well, that's a big concern, Steve. Our data shows that nationally there are about a million licensed physicians and maybe several tens of thousands more who were previously licensed. 30% of our nation's physician workforce already is above the age of 60. And so there may be concerns, which is why, as I say, unless they're particularly trained and qualified and want to help out on the front lines, we also have to make sure they have enough PPE, the personal protective equipment. But the vast majority, I suspect, will not be at the front lines, will be helping out a little bit further back where they can be helpful. So it depends on the knowledge and skill set and the expertise of the individual who wants to volunteer.
Now, some medical students here in New York are being allowed to graduate early and jump right into action. Is that a good idea?
Well, there are 17 medical schools in New York. I know that well because I'm a graduate of one of them, the NYIT, College of Osteopathic Medicine. But my alma mater, NYU, Mount Sinai, a number of schools are thinking about that. And, you know, graduating medical students are smart, they are eager, and they are passionate. And I've heard from many of them, they're ready to help in any way that they can. But their health and safety is important as well. So we want to make sure they have the PPE equipment that they need. Some hospitals have them and some don't, as we hear about in the news. We also want to make sure that they will be supervised, especially if they're graduating early and starting their residency programs before they would normally do, which is July the 1st. Yesterday, the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education gave some guidance to medical schools and other residency programs who may be contemplating this. So it is an option, especially in places like New York, where it can be worked out, but there are some details that need to be sorted out.
Here in New York, Governor Cuomo has called for doctors in less affected regions of the country to come here to help. As the head of the Federation of State Medical Boards, are you okay with doctors perhaps crossing state lines to practice in a state where they may not be licensed?
Well, extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures. You mentioned I was health commissioner 11 years ago in Long Island. This is much more severe. The circumstances are much more dire than with H1N1, which was a variant of influenza. This virus is causing such concern. It's more contagious and potentially has been more fatal in many ways that states are being flexible. I can tell you that I've been in touch with the New York Board of Medicine, as well as other member boards from across the country, New Jersey, Connecticut, elsewhere, and they want to be as helpful as they can, but they also have a primary mission to protect the public. So they have safeguards that are in place. So when someone says that they're a doctor and they want to help out from another state, we can play a role in making sure that they are who they say they are, because we want to make sure that the right people can step forward. You can compound things, actually, if you have the wrong people who are not appropriately trained or skilled, who may have good intentions but could actually compound things if they're not the right sort of people who want to help out.
Extraordinary times, extraordinary measures. Dr. Humayun Chowdhury, former Suffolk County Health Commissioner, now President and CEO of the Federation of State Medical Boards. Dr. Chowdhury, thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you, Steve. Stay safe.